an hour of financial planning each weekday. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
12:42, WBBM News, news time as expected. NBC losing big money on the Olympics. But there may be a silver lining. We're talking about it and the changing face of television with returning guest Tom Lason, president of New Media Solutions in Seattle. Welcome back, Tom. Good to have you with us.
Chairman Catherine, thanks.
What's that silver lining for NBC that just paid so much for the Olympic Games?
Well, you know, you have to kind of twist yourself around a little bit to find a silver lining, because when you're losing $200 million at the end of the day, that's an awfully big number to have in parentheses on the balance sheet. But they're getting a lot of promotional value out of this, really trying to give new shows like Marriage Ref and Parenthood and the new Tonight Show a good boost into the new NBC primetime. The big question, though, is are they going to be able to hold and maintain this ratings dominance that they've experienced for the past couple of weeks, averaging some 26 million viewers per telecast through the weekend. So they've really done well, actually defeating Fox's mega hit American Idol a couple of times. Actually, most of the times the Olympics are with them head-to-head. So the silver lining is they have a chance to use some of the sampling they've been exposed to and try to project that success into prime time, and we'll have to see how they do.
But Tom, that figure is really staggering for their losses for the Olympics. Is there anything else that they're going to try to do to make that up?
Well, you know, they're always looking for other sources of revenue, and we've discussed that a couple of times on this show, looking for cable partnerships and other ways to sell their content. But none of those things have really emerged yet. And what's interesting is the fact that this deal was consummated back at a time when money was flowing free and everybody was happy. It just going wild with every nickel they had. And look what happened over the course of the past 3 years after the bid. The bottom's fallen out of the television industry. They've paid $2.2 billion for the 2010 winter and 2012 summer games, which was 33% more than what was paid for in 06 and 08. And, not good. And they're going to get stuck with that bill here, unfortunately. The big question will be what happens going forward. The IOC is actually delayed bidding on the next Olympic Games, hoping the economy improves and that they can top that $2 billion number. But I have a strange feeling that may be a peak for
changing face of television, and that's when major stars are forced off of their programs because of rehab or injury or hospitalization. I'm thinking of Charlie Sheen. I'm thinking of Kiefer Sutherland. I'm thinking of Simon Crowell, who's leaving American Idol voluntarily to start another new program. What effect is this going to have? Let's take a look, first of all, CBS, which has got a big lead in on Monday nights with Two and a Half Men, and now Sheen is out for a while.
Yeah, you know, when you lose your, and this is true at the local affiliate and for their news product or for an entertainment programming, when you lose that franchise player, to use a sports analogy, you know, it obviously is going to have a major impact on the team. And, flighty talent or talent with problems is one of those things that is hard to anticipate, but it happens. I mean, take a look. You're talking now a little bit about kind of the brand space that some of these shows occupy, built primarily on talent. Take a look at what happened with Tiger Woods. Yes, another industry, but, you know, there are a lot of livings and a lot of careers hanging on his success or failure, and the same goes with television. And TV is always out there looking for the new faces, but you'll notice that very few of those new faces really tend to stick. It's the established brands that keep emerging and reemerging and getting a second and a third and a fourth chance, because replacing that brand equity and trying to build it up in somebody else is very difficult. So that's why you see the Diane Sawyers of the world on the air for a long period of time and experiments, you know, be tried and fail in a lot of cases, and before you know it, Leno's back on The Tonight Show, and I think that's a lot of that phenomenon.
And yet, major cuts from ABC News. Diane on the air, but major cuts. We thank you for being with us today. Tom Lason, who is the president of New Media Solutions out of Seattle, Washington, here on the Noon Business Hour.